Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, many companies are moving towards adopting multi-cloud security to secure their business. Why? And why would companies move to use more than one cloud service to secure their organization? After all, it adds complexity and is more expensive. Or is it? We chat with Arthur Law, Cloud Security Manager, Southeast Asia from Checkpoint Software Technologies, who'll talk us through the 8 practices of multi-cloud security. Arthur, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Howie, this is Arthur. Thanks for having me today.
So why are companies, Arthur, jumping on multi-cloud security?
So good question. Most companies are jumping on multi-cloud security strategy because they want to utilize different types of services and technologies. They want to have that flexibility as well from going with multiple vendors today.
Drawbacks, though, to this kind of system?
Yeah, so the drawbacks here is what we see is, number one, is security. These teams that are typically managing these multi-clouds are not really growing at the same rate that they're adopting, right? So we're talking about teams having to manage multiple systems, and this also leads to security risk. And what we're seeing is actually a lot of misconfigurations happening. And if you take a look at some of the breaches that have happened over the last 2 years, a majority of it is because of misconfiguration.
How much of this has to do with a company's legacy systems, though?
Well, the thing is, the legacy systems today are, they're managed within a perimeter. They have that full visibility, these administrators. But what we see is when they move to the cloud, number one, the language and the operationally, it's very different for the administrators. Number two, the way you do security in the cloud is actually very different than how you do it in a data center. And so that's why these misconfigurations happen. There is a skill gap we're seeing.
Oh, so companies are also lacking the people to do this, the know-how.
Yeah, that's true. So when we meet with a lot of our clients out there, the guys who have been typically managing the data centers over the last 20 years, now they're getting a new hat saying, hey, now you also have to manage the cloud. Right? So there's also a lot of uphill learning for these guys.
Right. Talk to us about 8 best practices for multi-cloud security. Are 8 enough?
Sure, yeah. So I'll talk about the top 8. The first one is, you have a security solution that can integrate and have visibility across multi-clouds. A lot of solutions that you see out there today is actually very point solutions that are not integrated. Having visibility across these multi-cloud platforms will definitely help with misconfigurations. That's the first one.
Right.
Two, having a monitoring strategy as well in place, being able to understand the compliance of your systems, understanding the security of the systems, and be able to roll that into one single dashboard is also very, very helpful. And then third is to, automate as much as you can. As you adopt more and more systems, the tasks will just continue to pile up. And so if you can automate as much as you can, this will help also reduce the human risk factor that we're seeing. And also, having the right tools in place is also very, very important. Things like, having configurations and policies that are synced across the board is also very, very important.
Number four? Mm.
And having the right tools in place is also very, very important. Having the right tools that can communicate with many different platforms, again, that's not point solutions, that's integrated, is very, very important here.
So it's really easy for us, though, Arthur, in 30 seconds to name all the best practices. How challenging is it, though, for companies to implement this?
Still a challenge today. So, many companies out there are still trying to figure out how to get this right. They don't want to stop innovating and using new technologies, but they have to make sure that these right security controls are in place. So, that's why we're working with many companies today trying to figure this out and developing the right frameworks.
So the few that you have mentioned, say, solution that integrates visibility, et cetera, the monitoring strategy, what's the key, though, to that successful multi-cloud strategy?
The key is to, have...
Do them all. The key is to do them all?
to do them all, that's correct.
If you had to narrow it down, though, what needs to be focused on?
I think the first is to have controls that are cloud agnostic, that can be deployed into any cloud no matter where you are. Security can follow the workloads, whether or not it's on one cloud provider to the other. So having something that's not tied to one single cloud provider is very important. So having something that integrates with all of them, that can monitor, that can show compliance, that can have visibility is very, very important.
We're speaking to Arthur Law, Cloud Security Manager, Southeast Asia from Checkpoint Software Technologies. Would you say then it's okay, say, if a company doesn't want to utilize cloud services, to then just keep using their data centers and chugging along with the old legacy systems?
You know, in 2020, you have to use the cloud if you want to stay ahead of your competition. Mm. It's very important for people to and organizations to embrace the cloud. So this is where we're seeing all the leaders heading towards these days.
Would you say, or how romanticized the vision of how cybersecurity is implemented do companies have? Do they think that it's, really easy, snap of the fingers, once you start the process, huge change, and then, boom, transformed in a day?
No, it's very, very...
Never the case, is it? Yeah.
It's an ongoing process, right? There's definitely not a one-size-fits-all or something that is, you can just deploy overnight. They really have to tailor it to a certain company's requirements, create that framework that can also be used, 2-3 years from now as well.
So ultimately, Arthur, you reckon companies should move away from their data system type legacy system and be on the cloud?
I think they should definitely still keep the data centers and on-prem if they need to. But we're seeing a lot of innovation that comes with the cloud. And it's, again, if you want to stay ahead, if you want to be a leader in your space, then using the cloud is very important. Just an example here, certain cloud providers provide machine learning and artificial intelligence. These are very important moving forward into the future. And this is something that you just quite can't get with an on-premise legacy data center.
Which would you recommend, that they just do it and then learn along the way, or have the skills in place and then implement some sort of cloud strategy?
I'd say that we always talk about security by design, right? So you talk about security while you're designing your cloud. It is an ongoing process, so security should always be in the conversation when it comes to designing a cloud platform.
Who needs to spearhead this? The CTO, the CEO?
I think it's definitely a collaborative effort between the CIO and the CISO, the CISO, mm-hmm. As well as the board. I mean, the board should be on board with this because, at the end of the day, it's the business that wants to adopt the cloud and be innovative and stay ahead of competition. So it really should be a board-level conversation.
Arthur Law, Cloud Security Manager, Southeast Asia from Checkpoint Software Technology. Thanks for your time.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.